You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason Owings. Jason, how are you doing today?
I've got mixed news. Do you want to hear the good news or the bad news?
I prefer only to hear the good news and not to hear the bad.
Okay, I'll start with the bad.
Okay, sure.
So we agreed to meet at 8:30 tonight to watch to do the podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm in front of Lower Road Studios at 8:30.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to come unlock the building because I don't have keys to the studio.
It's a power play by me. It's reminding you, it's just you sitting there realizing, like, I don't have the keys to the Lower Road Radio Studios. Does this make me lesser as a host?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we agreed that it was a 50-50 ownership of the show, except I don't have keys to the studio.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're just going to have to wait, I guess.
So during
you didn't show up at 8:30.
No, I was at 8:15. I was waiting.
I called you and said
you didn't
9.
Show up till,
I changed it to 9.
And I was waiting till 8:50. So, during that time, I ate half a bag of Cheetos.
Yes.
I had a Coke.
Is that the good news?
No, that's still the bad news.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to lose weight, but I ate half a bag of Cheetos.
Uh-huh.
I drank half a Coke.
Uh-huh.
And I watched 45 minutes of Food Network, which only makes me hungrier.
Sure, yeah.
But I was watching it on my phone. So, that leads me to my good news.
Uh-huh.
So, the good news is I have cable TV and internet. I've been out of it for a week.
And how did that make you feel?
Fabulous. The guy showed up this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. He was on time. You know, the cable guy's on time.
You want to give an advertisement to your cable
Time company? Warner. I love Time Warner.
They're the best.
They're the best, period. He hooked up my internet. I'm getting like 50, 60 megabits. How many megabits I think that? 50 or 60 megabits per second download, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I've got, like, you know, 300 channels, all the sports stuff, Stars, Epics, everything.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
So that's the good news.
Okay.
So I get home from work today.
Uh-huh.
And my kids have been dying asking me, you know, for the internet, for Netflix, and all the games on their tablets and stuff that they have. And I get home today, and I go upstairs to see what they're watching on TV, because surely they're watching something on Netflix.
Don't call me Shirley.
And I get upstairs and I hear them like laughing and having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking surely they're watching, you know, just something just hilarious.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Something like that, right.
Mm-hmm.
I open up the door and they've got the TV shut off.
Okay.
They have a spiral notebook out playing tic-tac-toe. All four kids, they're taking turns playing tic-tac-toe.
How do you play tic-tac-toe with a spiral notebook? Oh.
Like pen and paper.
Okay, I got you.
How would you play tic-tac-toe?
For some reason, my mind was like, I don't know. Like,
no, like old school.
They're playing tic-tac-toe.
In a spiral notebook and a pen.
Wow.
And like, you know, they're taking turns.
Wow.
Like playing together. Which is, the TV was shut off.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, we have internet.
Yeah.
I said, we can stream high def because we got like 50, 60 megabits per second download or whatever.
Right.
And so I turned on, you know, like Star Wars in
HD. What
a
horrible father.
I know.
There's this great moment happening. Just let it be.
My kids are playing tic-tac-toe together, laughing and having a good time. And I go to turn on Star Wars in HD.
Yeah.
And then I go to my daughter's room and I knock at the door.
Yeah.
She opens up the door. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just organizing things.
Yeah.
And I look around the corner and her TV's off.
What's up with your kids?
What? I don't know.
It's like they're not even yours.
They're not my kids, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Because the first thing I do when I wake up is turn it on. And the last thing I do before bed is set to sleep because I don't want the TV ever to be off while I'm actually awake.
Oh, man. Like, talk about a Tanagra when the walls fell situation. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's no good at all.
So we are in full sports mode. My wife was watching the game when I left for the podcast.
Now, in Lower Road Radio Studios, we should say a couple things. First of all, hopefully for the listener, it sounds better this week.
Yes.
We've moved to a separate wing of the studios.
Yeah. Well, this room is properly insulated, like sound, you know, absorption panels and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So so I do apologize for the sound last week. But as far as the viewing situation, so we have the TV up on the wall.
Yes. We're watching. Was that 70 inch?
I think it's 60.
It's big.
It's big.
Yeah.
Hey, we spare no expense at Lower Road Radio.
That's right.
because of our great sponsors, who we'll thank later. Time Warner, Netflix.
All of which whom we pay.
Coke.
We pay.
Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We buy their product.
Uh-huh.
And they deliver the service they offer to sell for that amount.
What am I missing? They're our sponsors.
I think they're supposed to pay us. Like, when we mention them on the show, then people are, like, actively thinking, you know what? I wish I had Time Warner.
You know what, Jason? When the water goes through the pipe gets wet, too. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. It just felt like it was going to end the conversation.
Is it condensation?
I don't know. It just feels like money's out there. It's, you know, whether it's going from us to them or them to us. You know, the point is money is...
It flows.
Exchanging hands. Yes. So... But unfortunately, what I wanted to do was, hey, let's throw the baseball game up. The Red Sox are playing the Indians in the playoffs. Big deal.
Yes.
Really big deal.
Big deal.
And I said, hey, let's throw it up. But we only have a Roku right now. We don't have real cable. And
not in the studio.
Not in the studio. And so on the Roku, we're streaming because we do have internet here. They don't have a TBS app, so we can't watch the baseball game.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out the NFL app, so we're not watching the NFL football game. So, but
there's a lot of really good games on right now, both baseball and football and everything.
Right. We are watching a shirtless Odell Beckham answer questions on ESPN News. So,
and it's muted, and so we have no idea what he's even saying.
Yeah, I imagine he's talking about his hair because it's pretty fabulous.
Seriously, is that like... I mean, he's going for that look,
obviously.
What's
with the tattoo? He's got like a guy on a throne. You see that? There's like
steps. Well, look at all those like symbols. Is that like Super Bowl like 108?
Oh, no, it's gone.
Bunch of X's and V's and I's.
He's got a lot going on. Hey, maybe that's the perfect...
Who am I to judge?
You are the co-host of an internationally listened to sports radio podcast.
That is true.
I mean, if that doesn't put you in a position to judge, I don't know what does.
I judge with the best of them.
Yeah, you're very judgmental.
Just ask my wife.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, lots happening in the world of sports. Personally, you're moving. So you're in the middle of, you know, unpacking. You just got TV.
Yes.
You haven't been in your highest sports watching, you know, mode in the last couple of weeks, right?
I hate to admit, the last 7 days, I've watched fewer sports than I ever have in my life.
Probably since you were four?
Yeah, I mean, like four or five. Yeah. I mean, until I became aware of what sports was.
Right. Then it was like...
From that point on, and honestly, in the early days where we grew up, we didn't have cable TV.
No, that's true.
There wasn't cable TV. There was no dish. Like, if you had satellite, it was that huge 8-foot dish in the backyard.
Right.
That,
our grandparents had a satellite.
It wasn't, kind of, but that was, we were teenagers.
Yeah.
Like, when we were little kids, we didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, true.
So, like, we grew up listening to the radio.
Right.
Like, Cincinnati Reds baseball on the radio with Marty Brenneman.
Like, baseball glove in hand, throwing ball into glove, listening to, and this one belongs to the Reds.
On 700 WLW AM.
You got Eric.
AM radio.
Eric Davis. But the AM radio at nighttime... especially 700 WLW, that could...
It's pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can hear it in your box spring mattress. Mm-hmm. Like, if you put your head to the... like, it's radiating through the springs.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true. Absolutely.
No, I know what you're referencing, and I know that's possible
for that to happen. To me.
When?
When I was 4 and 5
Whatever.
Years old.
That's not true.
It is true.
That didn't happen to you. But I know it's... I've heard that that's possible. I think I saw it on Sherlock. Some ultra strong,
it happens all the
Mexican
time.
Radio station.
Yeah, well, it's like, who's Lucille Ball?
Yeah,
she had fillings in her teeth, and she could claim that she could pick up radio stations in her mouth and hear it in her head.
Yeah, well, so back in the day when AM radio stations and all that stuff, there's a cap on how many megabits.
Now there is.
Yeah, now
how many megabits have they got?
There was a cap on. Whatever, you know,
rate. Wattage.
Yeah, even back then there was a cap.
But well, I think in the early days there wasn't.
Well, maybe at the very beginning, but pretty soon there was. But then what happened was the United States set that cap. So what people would do is they would go on the border of United States and Mexico, and right on the Mexican side, they would just amp it up to a billion, infinity, whatever they could.
Right.
And you could hear these Mexican radio stations in, like, New York. Like, all, basically all over the country, you could hear the station because it was going so hard. I mean, obviously that's not a thing. They don't do that anymore. But there were stories of like people would hang tin cans from their ceiling in the middle of the room, and the tin can would pick up the station.
I don't even understand that because, like, how are you tuning it?
I don't know.
It's like, you know, if you get the chicken noodle can, you can listen to Mexican radio. You get the steak and potatoes can, you can pick up 700 W.
I don't know. All I know, I saw it on a documentary on Netflix about the Carter family. You know who the Carter family is?
Jimmy Carter?
No, June Carter Cash.
Oh, yeah.
It was about, like...
Because they were dirt poor.
Yeah, well, and it was about them and when they created this like bluegrass music, "You Are My Sunshine," you know, right. And they all that stuff. The reason they became so popular was because that station, the Mexican crazy, started playing their music, and people all over the country were hearing it.
I gotcha.
So, hey, there's your bluegrass minute of the week.
So that's also your Netflix update.
Netflix update. Hey, there's your Netflix suggestion. I don't know what it's called, but it's a
go look it
documentary.
Up. Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Just Google Carter family documentary.
Well, that's another sponsor. We just gave out Google too.
Google?
Well, we're sponsoring Google. Google. We could have said search it on the internet.
Yahoo it. When's the last time you had Yahoo?
I Bing anything? Stuff.
You Bing?
Occasionally.
I don't Bing. I'll only Google. In fact, the newest update on my Apple computer.
Yeah.
Normally when I go to the search bar and I just type in anything, it just automatically Google searches it for me.
Right.
But the newest update on my computer, now Yahoo searches it for me.
You can go back and change it.
Instead of Google. I'm still figuring out how to change the settings. I haven't taken the time to do it. But now I just go to Google and then do it because I'm not a Yahoo guy.
Here's the thing. Someone needs to figure out how to just put all the search engines into one.
Whoa.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
And then you're searching Bing and Google and Yahoo.
I always assumed they were all the same thing.
No, I don't think they are. Because they all have their own little things that they do.
Google's the original.
No, I don't think that they are.
They are because they created this page numbering system that now everybody follows. They created an algorithm.
They might have been the leader in the...
They created the search algorithm that everybody uses.
Google was not in existence until after the internet was around.
I know.
The internet was around before Google.
Okay, watch. Here's another Netflix documentary. It's called The History of Algorithms.
What do you do?
I watch Netflix documentaries.
That's your job? You just sit around and watch Netflix documentaries? Listen,
everybody watches stuff. What I watch is documentaries on Netflix, all right?
You don't watch sports?
Not often. Is that a bad...
Not often enough.
Not often
Or not often enough. As you would like.
Well, you know, here I will say this. I've watched more sports since my wife and I started playing ESPN Streak for Cash.
Mm.
Because now she'll have a pick and she's like, can we watch... Like last night she wanted to watch like the Georgia Southern Arkansas State game. She's like, how can we watch this game? I'm like, the parents of the players aren't watching this game.
If you're not at the game, you're not watching it.
Right. Yeah. If you're not. So,
They don't even have instant replay. There are no TVs there.
No. It's just like a guy with an iPhone for the, you know. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. I'm getting a call. So, I got to turn that off. That was unprofessional. Woo! Did you?
That was close.
I don't know if the listener could hear the vibration. So.
Wait, I better shut mine off, too. I don't get nearly as many calls as you do, though.
Yeah. I'm a busy man.
Popular.
Yeah. Well, people.
People know you.
Yeah.
You're big in this town.
Big.
I just met someone yesterday who knows you. Like,
right.
They're like, oh yeah, so and so. That's his brother. And I'm like, oh yeah. And he went off about.
But that guy doesn't know my name.
No, he calls you Patches.
Yeah. Well, he calls me Patch. Patches is like the family cat. Patch is what he calls.
I thought he referred to you as Patches. He's like, yeah, he patches things up. He patched my roof. He patched my ceiling.
I did patch his ceiling. Yes, because I do that.
So he calls you Patches.
He calls me Patch. Patches feels a little derogatory. You know. Not derogatory.
I mean, either way, he was speaking very negatively of you.
I gotta talk to that guy.
I mean, he's not. I mean, this guy's a white collar guy. He's a businessman in town. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he's referring to you as like some general laborer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, oh yeah, Patches.
It's offensive.
Down the road.
Yeah. It didn't. Yeah. Talk about what I actually
cotton
do.
Cotton picker over there, Patches. He come patch my roof.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to him if he's patching my roof while he's doing it.
The moment he was done, I said, get the crap out.
Boy, that is eerily similar to what happened. Yeah.
Did he make you take your shoes off when you went into the house?
Did he make me take my shoes off when I went into the house? Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
That's a pretty douchey move to a guy who's like doing something like for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, you don't ask, hey,
You know what? I did take my shoes off now that I'm remembering.
Was it your choice?
I don't know. I just saw the shoes there. Mm. I've surveyed the house.
Yes.
I saw him without shoes. I said, well, if he doesn't have shoes, then I won't have shoes.
Right.
So it was just, I was just patching something on a ceiling. I was patching his ceiling.
Yeah, patches.
But I will say in his favor, or, you know, in his defense, when I got up on the ladder, he said, you can put your shoes back on so that way you don't have to walk up and down the ladder, you know, with your socks on.
Yeah.
But me being the non-confrontational, you know, whiny, whatever that I am, I was like, no, that's all right. I'll just complain to my wife later about how I had to stand on the ladder all day without any
barefoot.
Shoes. Yeah, barefoot.
Yeah.
It was torture.
That's funny. Yeah.
No, I am big in this town. You're right. Definitely big in this town.
I mean, what, like 350?
350 what?
325, 350. That's
what
you weigh.
My weight?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're big.
I'm pushing 350. Hey, man, I've been going to the Y every day.
Yeah.
Well,
the bigger you are, the more you float in the water.
There is a really big guy at the Y every day, and he does the same thing I do, which is depressing.
He's been there for a long time.
This guy is pushing 350, but he looks a little bit like, now this is going to sound funny.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit like a fatter Nacho Libre, but he doesn't have the hair.
Does he have the mustache?
Yes, he does. That's what makes him look like Nacho Libre. But he always has those little like caps, like little workout caps that are like
like a skull cap?
Yeah, I guess it's like a skull cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. It's not for warmth, I don't think. It's not like something you wear in the winter.
Well, I think it's almost like a sweatband.
Yeah, it's like a sweatband, except it goes over your whole head.
Yeah.
He's always wearing that.
Yeah.
He's always wearing sleeveless shirts and like swishy pants. And I always do the elliptical. And I go on the elliptical from, depending on how soon I got to get home, 30 to 40 minutes.
Right.
And so I do it for 30 or 40 minutes, and he'll usually come in the middle of me doing it.
Yeah.
And he'll do it for about 5 minutes and then gets off. And then he just goes and kind of putters around in the weight room.
Does he end up like in the hot tub or something?
No, I don't want to know.
I'm always curious about guys like that. You're supposed to shower before you get into the hot tub or the other stuff.
Yeah.
Guys like that, I'm not so sure.
I don't do the hot tub at the Y. No, thank you. But I have been wanting to swim at the Y. Can we talk about this?
I don't know. I mean, the Y is like a sports type of thing, right?
So I go to the Y every morning, and I am happy with the elliptical. It's a low-impact workout.
Yeah.
I like that. And
low-impact, low results.
While I'm doing it, it's like back and forth.
Yeah.
This is better than nothing. This is better than nothing.
That's
what
you tell yourself, yeah.
So, and I'm getting better at it. I'm amping up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I fall off less. But
your feet are stationary on the pads as they move. How are you falling off?
Well, you'd be surprised. I actually did do the... So when we were talking about the John Meadows thing, because John Meadows is going to race us, and he's going to get a 10-minute head start on a 5K.
No, we get the 10-minute head start.
Yeah, we get the 10-minute head start. By the way, John texted me just the other day, and he's got his mile under 6 minutes now.
So, like on pace?
He said, I just ran a mile. I think he said, I just ran a mile under 6 minutes.
Because if you're pacing at 6 minutes, that's an 18-minute 5K. That's no good.
6:10 mile tonight. Only going to get faster. Tell your brother I'm coming.
Oh, gosh. There's no way.
So,
Here's the thing. I'm not dedicated to this.
At all.
No.
So, I got on the
stair stepper.
No, not the stair stepper.
What? You're making a motion.
The runner. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
Treadmill?
Treadmill. There you go.
Again, the thing, it just moves around and you're running.
It goes, and you go, but you don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're just running, but you're
not going anywhere. Yeah. So I was on the treadmill, and I thought, I'm going to do a mile and see. And it was depressing.
Yeah.
It was so depressing because I thought, you know what I mean? I figured out – because it shows you miles per hour, and I figured out the pace. I thought, well, this would be like a 10-minute mile pace.
Oh, gosh.
It was like sprinting.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, it was depressing. So anyway, so I've been doing that. But I want to go to the I want to go to the pool to swim.
Yes, yeah.
Because I figure...
Laps.
I want to do laps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, play Marco Polo.
With a swishy pants cut off sleeve guy.
Maybe. Encarnacion.
Maybe instead of Marco Polo, you could play Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Libre!
And I'll guarantee you this guy does not take his shirt off in the pool. He's a shirt on in the pool situation. I do. In all my glory, I refuse to be that person. I had a sunburn this summer, and we went to the pool with the kids, and Erica's like, just keep your t-shirt on, because the sunburn was pretty
bad.
Right. I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy. I can't. I'd rather just let the world see my
flag. I don't want to use his name. I'll give you his initials.
Okay.
C.J.
C.J.?
Yeah, when we were kids.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
He wanted to play first base, and he couldn't because he's no good.
Okay, that one.
That one.
There's two C.J.'s. One was a booger picker. Like Jim Harbaugh.
He played second base.
He played second base. Yeah. I'll tell you technical things about him, and I feel bad.
We're not using his name.
If you're listening to this and you know who you are, I apologize.
Your initials are C.J. But
it's a little long. I think we should like blare that out. Like
the initials?
Yeah, the initials part.
Well, we're not saying his name. There's a lot of C.J.'s in the world.
Sure.
You know?
I will say, there was a kid also on the team named CJ. And I'm not talking about CJ.
Just that was his initial.
That was his name.
I don't remember CJ. That guy.
You don't remember CJ?
No.
Yeah, he was on our team.
What position?
He kind of played around. I don't really. So he's no he good. Was kind of. I'm not saying that.
I'm saying that. I mean, if he didn't have a position.
CJ was in my grade.
I mean, here's the thing, the guys that had positions weren't good.
So. No. We had a couple of good guys. So, anyway, a couple things about the second base one.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about the first baseman.
Yeah.
I got stuff to say about the first baseman, too. The second baseman, first of all, he did pick his nose.
Yes.
And I sat behind him in class. Like, he was one.
Like diagonal? Diagonal.
Yeah. So I had a perfect view of the situation.
Yeah.
He stored them in his desk. He had it was bad. It was bad. So that happened. Also, he played second base, and he would catch what came to him.
Yeah.
But he had the Chuck Knoblauch thing. He had a hard time throwing it to first base.
Yeah.
And I played first base a couple of times, and he would always try to underhand it, no matter how far he was away.
45 feet away.
He'd underhand it from second, like on a double play. He'd try to underhand it. You know what I mean?
What did you do if you're a second baseman?
But he had a string of a couple bad throws.
Yeah.
And so then he just started picking it up and just sprinting to first base, trying to outrun them. And it was like that thing where they're both running and they're looking at each other, every 2 seconds as they're running. And he'd swing by and I'm like, dang it, just throw me the ball. I will get him out. So, so that's that CJ.
Well, the first baseman, CJ.
No, that's not CJ. The initials are CJ.
His initials are CJ.
Okay, yeah.
The guy that played first base or wanted to play first base.
All the time.
So he got in a fight with the coach's son often.
Right.
Because they both thought they should be the first baseman.
Coach's son's initials AB.
Like a tree.
Now, the coach's son, he was our first baseman, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
He was our first baseman.
He had some height to him.
Yeah, he was
good. So he could stretch.
Good basketball player. But in his defense, none of us.
No.
It was a horrible team.
That one year, we didn't even win a game.
I think we had multiple years where we didn't win a game. We still went to the Prospect Dairy Bar, though.
No doubt.
That still happened. So,
those were some. And that's what I was worried about this last year. I coached, my boys in baseball. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, do not give me a team like the team we played on when we grew up.
Right.
Because I don't want to lose every game.
Yeah.
And we won like 4 or 5 games. So I'm like, the first game we won, I'm like, yes. Like, season in now, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We won a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel good about that.
So, anyway, that is a very long way to tell the story of me wanting to swim laps at the YMCA.
Pool,
But I feel awkward because I've never done it. I feel like there are probably going to be 6 or 7 people there that do it every morning.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be throwing their rhythm off.
Yeah.
So, wait, what's this guy doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I even feel like I just was going to, like, I thought I'll just peek my head in one time and just kind of get a lay of the land.
Yeah.
You know, because if I could swim laps, I'd like to do that. That's a good full body workout. You know?
I'll say this. There's at the Y in Oklahoma, they had a walking lane.
Okay.
But it wasn't just for fat guys, because fat guys would do it too. But like if you're rehabbing a knee,
sure,
you could walk in that lane.
Mm-hmm.
And there's paddles that you could put on your arms and stuff for resistance, against the water.
In the pool.
Gotcha. There's like a walking lane in the pool.
I don't want to do that. I want to swim.
What I'm saying is if you want a full body workout, but you feel awkward like swimming because you're not fast enough or whatever.
Wearing weird gloves walking in the pool is going to make me feel so much more awkward than swimming.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, it just to me, it looks like you know what you're doing. It's like you're gonna put on these like paddle gloves.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
yeah, there's no way I would do it right. I would definitely like be putting. They'd be. I put the things on that are supposed to be for your feet. I just. I am just a big ball of awkward. You know what I mean? Like, I figured out the elliptical. I know which one works. I know which one I can program up to 40 minutes. The other ones only let you stop at 30.
Right.
I know exactly. I've got the system down. And so to break out of that system and even to, like, poke my head into the pool area, then I just look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
You know, like, why is he just randomly looking
in
the
pool? Checking out?
Yeah, what's happening here? Yeah. So
well, my favorite part about the one here is the steam room.
Mm-hmm.
I love the steam room.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
You have awkward conversations in the steam room?
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, I don't initiate the conversation.
You don't?
No. If someone else initiates it, I'll talk. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just, I don't care. I'll talk to anybody.
But you won't initiate.
No. I'll sit there. I'm happy sitting quiet.
The problem with going to the steam room is that I don't think I can take my iPhone in there.
Why would you want to?
I'm going
to
listen to something. That's part of the thing I like about the gym is just put my headphones in and then I'm just like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. My thing is like my house is always noisy with 5 kids.
Right.
I almost said 5 kids and a wife, but
Yeah.
I got 5 kids. I mean, they're noisy enough. So, like when I go to a place like that, I would love just to sit in a hot tub or sit in the steam room all by myself, quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No noise, no chaos. Mm-hmm. And maybe an adult conversation.
Right.
Because earlier tonight we had arguments about, what was it? It was something. Oh, so my kids start school tomorrow. We moved.
Right.
I had a 45-minute argument with Gideon. He kept on asking for a surprise. I'm like, what surprise? Like, just went back and forth on it. And then after 45 minutes, I realized he was saying supplies. He wanted his supplies, his school supplies.
School supplies.
Not a school surprise.
Yeah.
I kept on telling him to shut up.
Sure.
Like after 45 minutes of this conversation with the crazy person that lives in my house, who's 8 years old.
Right.
I was ready to, like, I'm done.
Like, I need to go to the steam room.
I need to go to the steam room and blow off some steam.
Talk to
know?
Bill about his quarterlies.
Yeah, the reports that are due at the end of the week.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a big
deal.
Got
to turn in those SD reports. Oh man, man, so many things, so many things. So yeah, I just put my headphones in when I go to the Y, and if you'll go to the Y, because you're gonna get a Y membership here in the great city of Marion, Ohio. When you go in the morning, and normally I go in at about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
There is a group of 15 probably old people sitting there drinking coffee.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would join that group.
I always want coffee when I'm done.
Oh,
because I
no,
smell it.
No.
You don't
not
like
after
that?
You work out? No way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm after I work out, like.
No, I'd be okay. Like, take a shower, cool off, go to the office, sit down for a little bit, and then maybe some coffee.
Yeah.
Not right away.
Well, I'm drinking water right away, but I don't know. For some reason, it's just like, I smell that coffee. It's like, man, I want some.
Maybe a cold coffee.
Yeah, sure. But so you scan your card when you walk in and it says welcome. But also every once in a while I'll say, you have a message. Well, I had a message.
Right.
And it says it so loud, like everybody in the Y can hear it.
Yeah.
Like, you have a message, you know. Except I knew what my message was. So
you have
I didn't
pay your bill.
You know, that's a little, you know, hit.
I mean, you brought the message up.
Yeah. It wasn't that I had to pay my bill, but it was bill related.
Okay.
It was that I didn't pay my bill. No. No, somehow it knew my credit card, my debit card's expiration date was coming up.
Right.
And so they wanted
to
update. I just didn't have a new card yet, so I couldn't do it. So I thought, well, so I did the thing. You have a message waiting. Please see the attendant. Well, I just kept on walking because I knew I didn't have to, and the attendant was doing something else. And there's a really old lady, like right beside me, she's like, that's the problem with the younger generation with his headphones in. He couldn't even hear what was happening. And I was like, come on.
That's a little Bill Cosby-ish, that old lady.
Pudding in the jello with the. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I don't know why anybody would need to know all that, but hey, that's what you can. That's what kind of sports analysis you can expect. So let's get right to it. We have had a busy week in sports, whether we've been paying attention very closely or not.
It doesn't happen anyways.
Opinions are like noses. You know, everybody has one, and they all smell.
I was gonna say opinions are like waterfall; they just fall.
Wow.
Opinions fall all over the place. We're going to drop some opinions.
Yeah, and if you're watching First Take or Around the Horn or PTI, and you think that these guys are watching every minute of every game,
no.
Forget about it.
Listen, Tony Kornheiser probably watches – I mean, he watches the Washington Nationals.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
He'll watch the Redskins, and he watches golf. So, like, if he's talking about golf, you know he's watched it.
Any West Coast basketball? No way.
He goes to bed at 8:30.
8:30 Eastern time, yeah.
Yeah.
Which the West Coast basketball games don't start till 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he speaks eloquently about it.
Yeah.
So let's just do the Tony Kornheiser thing.
I mean, he doesn't address the fact that he doesn't watch it. He just pretends like he does watch it.
Yeah. But for him, it's because he's going to bed early. For us, it's because we don't have enough money to afford cable.
Well, or just straight up negligence.
Oh my gosh. So really quickly, let's just get through this because there's lots of stuff to talk about, but I don't want to forget this. Let's get our picks in really quick this week for the NCAA football.
Let's just address the NFL picks first because last week we did not mention it. We had some feedback from various sources. Texting of the show, 805-991-ROAD, which is 7623, is one of the ways to contact the show, and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else. But we had some guys asking us about our elimination picks.
Right. Because
Dan got his wrong.
I did.
So he's out.
Pick Carolina.
Which was a horrible mistake. And I told you.
You did.
I did.
You told me.
And I got mine right. So, I mean, I win. I mean, end of story.
That's it.
We don't have to go on.
I'm not going
to
beat a dead horse.
I'm the smarter NFL brother.
How about we look at our ESPN streak for the cash picks?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So as far as Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
You did.
I told you that the loser of the Super Bowl, it's 50-50 whether they even make the playoffs the next year. And they're 1-3 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in big danger of not making the playoffs.
Dire straits.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. Well, I don't even know why. I think part of it is they always give them a little bit harder of a schedule.
Yeah.
Like, the better you are, the harder schedule you get. A little bit. Not always, but...
There's some weird statistics in sports. Like, these one-game wild card that have... They've only been happening for...
Couple years.
Just a couple years.
Yeah.
There's been 10 of them. Okay.
Like American League and National League. So like 5 years.
So maybe it's been 5 years.
No, it'd be like 2 years because it'd be double wild cards on both sides, right?
No, there's only one game playoff.
Oh, I got
on
you.
Each side. So it's been 5 years since they've been doing the one game playoff. So there's been 10 of them. Okay.
Right.
What would you guess the home away record is?
70% home.
70% home. 8 out of 10 away teams have won.
See, that screwed me on the ESPN streak for cash.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that later.
You picked a home team.
Tonight, Texas.
You picked Texas.
Yeah, they're at home.
And you figure they had time to get ready. The Blue Jays have spent their best pitchers.
Well, that wasn't the one game. I guess the one game was before it. Blue Jays and Baltimore.
It just blows me away that 8 out of 10. I mean, now that's a trend. I mean, there has to be a reason.
I don't get that. I really don't. I think baseball might be the least... I don't know if the crowd plays a huge advantage in it. Like basketball and football, like there's a lot of adrenaline. Baseball, I mean, you got to focus and you got to,
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different, like having adrenaline in baseball, I don't think helps you.
But I think if you look at any other statistic in baseball, home field would always have the advantage. It's not like it's 50-50 otherwise.
So
the fact that there's such a, 8 out of 10, I mean, that's huge. I can't explain it. I just think it's noteworthy. So anyway, so all that being said, you were right. Carolina is they're not good this year so far, but who knows?
No, I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm good looking, you're ugly. I'm rich, you're poor. what else?
Continue on. I don't know.
I wear a hat, you don't.
I could put a hat. Yeah, now I have a hat on. All right. So let's do our the NFL thing is over. You won.
Yes.
We'll pick it up next year. The college football, however, let's get those picks in for this week, okay? So we always pick the ranked teams that are playing ranked teams. So this is barely fits the bill, but Virginia Tech is playing North Carolina this week. You got Virginia Tech or North Carolina? Virginia Tech's 25th, North Carolina's 17th.
No, I'm going North Carolina. North Carolina's at home, and I saw Virginia Tech play, I think, Tennessee. And I'm not a Tennessee fan at all. I don't even know how they're 5-0, but North Carolina's going to win that.
I'm with you. All right. Next, Tennessee is at Texas A&M. Tennessee is ranked 9th. They've had a lot of close calls. They needed a Hail Mary to win, I think, last week. They're playing at Texas A&M, who I think is good.
Yeah.
Texas A&M is ranked 8th. Tennessee could easily be not even ranked right now.
Easily.
With their schedule.
They played Ohio, and they looked bad. They played Appalachian State. Mm-hmm. They looked bad. They looked bad against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Who'd they play last week?
Florida.
And they looked bad there, too. Right. So I'm going A&M all day on that.
All day. And I'm going to have – I mean, part of me wants to just stick with Tennessee because they keep on winning, like, in weird ways.
Yeah.
But it's at Texas A&M. I mean, think if it was at Tennessee, I'd take Tennessee, but I can't. So Alabama is at Akron-SAS. Alabama is ranked 1. Akron-SAS is ranked 16th.
Arkansas for the rest of the people.
I can't even tell the difference now. Was I saying something different?
Well, you just pronounced it as they write it on their jersey.
Akron-SAS. Yeah. How else am I supposed to pronounce it?
Well, I mean, they're that's the how they want to decide. Do it.
Yeah. Okay. So who you got?
Bama.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I'm not going to – is there any hesitation? Well, they're favored by 14 points.
It's in the great state of Arkansas. You know what I mean? So wait, Bama's on the road.
The great state?
Yeah, it's a great state.
Yeah.
It's a top
50
state.
It's top 50 state.
Easy.
Top 50.
Puerto Rico is going to be a state here one of these days. So
eesh.
I think the only reason Puerto Rico is not a state is because we just love – the symmetry of having 50 states.
Yeah.
It just feels 51's like, ugh, what?
No, 51? I'd say if you had one, you have to have two.
I think we rushed
52.
I think we rushed Hawaii and Alaska there because
well,
48, it's like,
you gotta get
we're
to
sitting
50.
At 48. We're like, yeah. Come on, you know.
So would you just push to 100 at that point?
I think you power through and you get to 75.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 75 is a good stopping point.
Yeah.
I think they gotta be on the 25.
I think we could easily take over 75 countries.
You got your Guam.
Yeah.
You know, we could have a northern Mexico.
Virgin Islands.
The
Bahamas.
Virgin Islands. Yeah.
Let's take over some tropical spots that we can go visit.
Dude, let's do it. Iceland, they don't even care.
No.
You know, Switzerland, they're not going to fight back. All right, so we both have Bama. So Florida State, Miami is the last pick. Florida State's 23rd. Miami is 10th. It's at Miami, but obviously, you know, staying within the state of Florida. I would think
that's like a 12-hour drive between Florida State and Miami.
You know, whatever.
It's not even close.
It's hot in both places. So that game might not even happen.
Because of the hurricane.
Because of Hurricane Matthew. But if it does happen, I got the Hurricanes because, right?
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Gosh, Florida State has lost 2 games.
Here's the thing. You kind of have to pick Florida State.
Why?
Because we picked the same on every one.
Okay. I was going to pick Miami. I have it in my notes here.
All right. Yeah, your notes. Whatever.
No, Miami's 4-0. They're favored by 3 points.
Okay.
I'm not playing Clash of Clans. I deleted that game.
I know.
I ran out of space on my iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously, I don't play it anymore.
Yeah, I don't play it either. All right. So there you go. So those are our picks. Take them to the bank. We don't go against the spread, so I can't even tell you, you know. Anything about that.
Yeah, those are straight up. We all picked favorites, except that last one, which...
Yeah, I don't know why you picked Florida State. All right, so as far as what's going on in the world of sports this week, kind of if you listen to sports radio, the big talk this week is Odell Beckham. They can't stop talking about Odell Beckham.
Right.
He's got a chia pet on his head. We know that. He's a great wide receiver. He's very talented. I think the acrobatics... kind of like those big catches, maybe give him a little bit more credit than he deserves, but maybe not. They said he was like the fastest ever to 200 receptions.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like he stinks, but anyway, he's getting all huffy because they're not throwing him the ball and because the other teams are double teaming him and pushing him around a little bit.
Right.
And you know, I mean, that's kind of business as usual as far as wide receivers, you know, acting kind of that way. But what is unusual is the coach and Eli Manning – from the Giants have both basically, I mean, not basically, Eli Manning did say that Odell Beckham brought it on himself. Those are like, that's something you say about the other team. You don't say that about your own team, right?
Yeah. If anybody in the locker room is going to say it, it's got to be Eli.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I would think that Eli and the coach are probably on the same page on this and said,
I think so.
You know, I mean, if the rest of the team is coming out and saying that, you've got a problem. I mean, at that point, you've got to trade him, cut him, doing something with him because that's just a cancer in the clubhouse. I mean, that's not going to work moving forward.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think there's anything else to say about it. I think it's funny because, you know, he's an outgoing guy and he's always been that way. But now that we've gotten a couple of these, the other teams are kind of smelling the blood in the water.
Oh, yeah.
So they give him a hard time. And the camera is staying on him 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Just for that one little moment when he loses it and you're going to loop it on ESPN 1,000 different times. So it's probably all overplayed. It's just sports radio guys need something to talk about, don't you think?
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, everybody's making a big deal about he's the best in the league.
We covered that. I don't think – we said he wasn't.
No, I don't think he is either. I think
A.J. Green is better. I think Julio Jones is better.
Yes.
Julio Jones is the best in the league right now.
A.J. Green's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's true.
And honestly, he's not putting up the stats, but I like Dez Bryant. I do. I think he's a stud. His quarterback, you know, is not his quarterback right now. It's Dak Prescott, who has yet to throw an interception yet.
That's crazy.
Which has never happened.
And here's the thing about Dak Prescott. And we should give a little shout-out to Husky Luke right now.
Yeah.
Because he's a Cowboy fan. Did you know that?
I guess I did not.
Yeah, Husky Luke. Big, okay. Big Cowboy fan.
And you call him fat?
That's his nickname.
Big? He's a big fan?
Husky Luke.
Luke is a big fan?
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Big.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. That probably came
out
wrong.
I mean, it sounds bad.
Yeah, he's a overweight fan. Is that better?
He's the biggest fan they got.
He's the biggest fan they got. No, I mean, Luke is thinner.
No, I got you.
He's thinner than both of us.
That's true.
Put together? No. I don't know. No. I mean, a lot of people are thinner than both of us put together.
Stop bashing the listeners. Jeez.
I know. Why do I do this? I have this impulse.
I know. You hate Arkansas. Arkansas.
You are the one that makes... I called it the great state earlier.
Yeah.
Anyway, Husky Luke is a big fan.
Big.
Of the Cowboys. So he has to be excited. And here's the thing about what they're doing with Dak Prescott. It's not like they're putting the kid gloves on him. I mean, he is throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He's not. It's not like hand it off to Zeke.
Right.
They've got – it feels to me like they're giving him the full offense.
It seems like it's well-rounded.
It seems to me you don't want to talk about it. Seems to me.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know that song?
No.
You just turn your pretty head and walk away. I've never heard that song?
Is that country? In that twang
I was
your
singing
voice.
A little country, but no, I think it's like the Doobie Brothers.
No, I don't know it.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, so props. Props? That's a thing. To Dak Prescott for all of that. He's looking pretty good. So, anyway, there you go. Tom Brady's back this week.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been practicing. He's been practicing at his house with Wes Welker.
Well, and Giselle.
I don't know.
Well, there's a picture of him throwing a football to Giselle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
She's like stretching out for it.
So he's been practicing at home, you know, with Giselle and Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball, throwing the old pigskin around.
Well, here's the thing. He's there the entire preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, minus the four game. No, was he even there during the preseason?
I don't think he was, but I could be wrong.
You know, I think he was.
Seems like the kind of thing.
Because it was a four game suspension, the four games. He was there in the preseason.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of work, and he's a freaking like 18-year vet,
right?
Who's won 5 Super Bowls.
So in the NFL, if you look at point spreads, like a 6-7 point spread, that's a lot.
It's big, yeah.
Right now, the Patriots are favored by 10 points against the Browns.
Yeah,
ten points.
The Browns are a historically bad team.
Yes, they're a train wreck.
This year, historically bad. I mean, they might not win a game.
Yes, they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Correct.
Right.
They've got multiple injuries. They're down to their third-string quarterback.
Who's probably as good as any of their other quarterbacks.
But he's a rookie, you know, which, whatever. Yeah, the Browns are bad. We know that. And Tom Brady's good. The Patriots are good. Minus this last game, little hiccup. I don't know what happened. But I'm telling you right now, Tom Brady, that 10-point spread, take that to Vegas all day long. They're going to win by about 45 points.
I'm on record right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Browns are going to win, but they will cover the spread.
Not a chance in the world. Tom Brady and Belichick, they're going to go out and throw for about 65 points. I'm telling you right now. They'll try to set records this game and throw 7 touchdowns.
Listen, any given Sunday. You ever heard that phrase before?
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a thing. All of these guys are professionals. The Browns have been in every game. They've been close. They haven't gotten really blown out yet, right? Is this
yet?
I'm just – I think maybe
where's
the Browns –
where is that game?
That's a good question. That kind of seems like –
because if it's in New England, they're going to win 65-3. And if it's in Cleveland, I bet it's going to be 45-7.
It's a 1 o'clock game at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland.
Okay. They might only win by 35.
I think Cleveland's going
to
cover the spread.
No, take it to the bank. I'm telling you, put your house on mortgage, get the money out, do everything you have to do.
That's responsible.
Well, you can double up and pay your mortgage off. It's very responsible.
Well, I'm on the opposite side of that. So we'll see if we remember that we talked about this last week. And then
we
I
could
can...
bet an imaginary lunch on it.
Okay. Chipotle?
Is there a Chipotle in Marion?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Chipotle.
Have you had the green tea at Panera?
Yeah.
That is delicious.
It is good.
Well, it's like straight sugar.
Did you go to Panera?
No, but I saw it today. I drove by it, and I'm like, it's been years since I've had that.
If you meet, and you know, I'm a big deal in Marion.
You are.
We've established this. Big deal. Pushing 350. If you meet anybody in Marion at any time, it's going to be at Panera. Just so
you know. Well, it's the nicest place in Marion.
It's not the nicest place in Marion.
It's pretty nice.
I like Panera. Yeah. I'll go to Panera, but it's not the nicest place in Marion.
What's the House of Hunan?
The Warehouse, Italian food. It's downtown. It's really good. Bears is another place downtown. It's Argentinian.
No, I've never been to – I don't go downtown Marion.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, that's where the studio's at.
Hashtag downtown Marion.
Apart from coming to the studios, downtown I try to Marion. Avoid downtown Marion.
You basically live in downtown Marion.
I live like 3
miles
outside.
You throw a rock and hit downtown
Marion. I'm pretty close to downtown
Most Marion. People in downtown Marion are throwing rocks and hitting things. Oh, my gosh. So I just completely derailed. We were talking –
Tom Brady. They're going by 45 points.
Okay.
Maybe 65.
I've got Cleveland to cover the spread. We'll just put it at that.
Okay.
Okay. So the other thing as far as, you know, what's happening – well, we'll say one more thing about the NFL. I'll say this really quickly. There was a Redskins player this week that got penalized.
Yeah.
Not just fined, but penalized during the game for making a bow and arrow motion.
Yes.
Right? Which is viewed as offensive because you can't do, like, a gun motion.
Or, like, the knife slit the throat.
Yeah, anything violent, they're not. And so they say, no bow and arrow motion. That's a penalty. You know, 10 yards, first down, I don't know, whatever. So,
well, first of all, I was watching that game.
Yeah.
And when they threw the flag, I you know, turned to Shelby and I'm like, I'm so mad at this because, yeah, the bow and arrow, that could be threatening, but it's not Hunger Games. He's not shooting anybody.
Yeah.
It's a victory shot.
Yes.
I mean, it's target practice. It's whatever. I mean, he could be hunting deer.
Right.
It doesn't mean he's, you know, shooting a person.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I suppose
you make the PETA people
you
mad.
You could use that logic with the gun thing, too. You could say, well, I'm not shooting at them.
Not with a pistol. You're not shooting a deer with a pistol.
Sidearm. Or like, it's
it's
a side
kill shot.
It's a kill shot.
It's a kill shot.
So,
it's a kill shot.
So, and that's, you know.
Well, in the Olympics, they took a bow and arrow to light the torch.
I get that. Listen, and I'm for it. But the hypocrisy is what's interesting to me.
Yes.
Is because then that night I'm watching NBC.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football. Uh-huh. Carrie Underwood singing the song.
Yeah.
It should be Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
But it's not.
No.
Carrie Underwood's, you know, singing a song, and during the song they're showing highlights and, you know, guys getting hit or catching touchdowns. And one of the things that they show is a Redskins player doing the bow and arrow, like as an homage to the greatness of the NFL. Yeah. This is one of the things they show.
See, now if I'm him, I think I don't sue the NBC, but I go to NBC and I'm like, you're going to pay my fine because you're profiting off of me doing something that's illegal.
Well, my question is, because that was obviously something they'd put together like earlier in the year that just loops and shows.
Not early in the year. That game just happened last week.
No, but that's something that another Redskins player has done. That wasn't just from that day.
Oh, I got
you. It was a
different
guy.
I got you.
Right? So I'm curious to see if anybody
else
caught it.
Maybe that's a Redskins like thing. Like they're Indians and it's like bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they should not be fined for that.
I don't think they should.
They're celebrating their heritage.
Right?
Yeah.
Should the Browns be fined when they do
when they pretend like they sit on a toilet?
I guess. Is that what the
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of
the Giants when they stand up real tall.
Or the Rams when they butt each other in the head.
I mean it's just celebratory.
Yeah.
When the Bengals prowl on the sideline.
So manly. The Buccaneers, they could do the sword thing. You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So we're on record saying that's stupid.
Yes.
And just get
over
it.
Here's the thing. I actually wish the NFL would lay off the celebratory fines and penalties.
Definitely.
Like, let them celebrate.
It's the no fun league.
Yeah, and that's I get what they're trying to do.
How about you worry more about your players that are beating their girlfriends up? Like,
some of that stuff was caught on camera. Yeah, NFL saw it and they look away from it.
How about you spend a little bit more time thinking about that? Like, you know, and a little less time worrying about whether, you know, Terrell Owens is pulling out a Sharpie, you know?
Yeah.
Because that was great.
Well, it was like 12 years ago.
It's the only I don't watch sports anymore, Jason. We've established this. I only watch Netflix documentaries about bluegrass music.
Randy Moss, like, fake mooned the Green Bay crowd.
Oh, that was great.
That was great.
We need more of that in sports.
I know.
So there you go. There's our NFL wrap-up. Our NFL wrap-up is vaguely talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
I think we talked about Tom Brady for a second.
Know. Yeah. And then bow and arrow. Dak Prescott. Yeah, we gave props.
We mentioned Zeke Elliott. Yeah. He doesn't just hand it off to Zeke every time.
Right.
That's an in-depth NFL.
Yes. And looking forward to this week, we even told you that the Browns are going to cover the spread. You know, so
whoever those schmucks are, NFL countdown, they don't nearly give you the insight that...
No, like...
Oh, by the way, have you seen the new NFL countdown on ESPN?
It's Randy Moss, Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Berman.
Yeah. Whoop! Whoop!
I don't like it.
No, it's horrible. The old one with Mike Ditka and who was
Tom Jackson?
Tom Jackson.
I don't like Tom Jackson.
I like
but
Tom
I did
Jackson.
Like Mike Ditka.
We saw Tom Jackson at Kings Island. Were you there?
We
for
did.
That?
Yeah. I know. It was exciting.
He's there with his family, so you can't go up there. Hey, Tom Jackson.
It wouldn't have stopped Dad from doing it if he saw him.
Dad.
Oh.
Stop, Dad. Dad would have went up to him and done like a Chris Berman thing.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, that's not who that
he
is.
He would have tried to like joke with him and be like, you know, I don't know, who knows.
Guess glad it's not Sunday, huh? Like, what? What does that mean?
No, he would have like been making fun of Mike Ditka or something like that. So, the new countdown crew, I actually like Randy Moss a lot. I think Randy Moss
is really good. Yeah.
I think he's surprisingly good.
I agree.
Charles Woodson. I don't say this to disparage.
He talks like this.
Yeah, what's with that?
Know what he's doing.
It's so deep. It's like coming from the back of his throat. It's not a good speaking voice.
I just think the New York Giants are going to score about 400 points on this one. I don't even know what that means.
It's a little deeper than that, though.
I can't get any deeper than that.
Yeah, something like that.
The Cleveland Browns are the worst team.
It's a horrible
football.
Speaking voice.
I know.
It makes me just immediately shut my TV off.
I can't stand it.
So he might have great analysis, but all like the moment he starts talking, I'm like, that's all I can hear.
No, it used to be I would go to ESPN to watch my pregame NFL stuff, and now it's Fox. Fox is the next best. But I really like the NFL team too. It's like Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin and.
Is Ray Lewis doing anything? Because I'm not a Ray Lewis fan.
I don't think so. He is somewhere. I don't know where. He might be with CBS.
He's too dramatic.
He always wearing like a fedora.
Would it be possible for Tim Tebow to have a pregame NFL
show? I would not like that.
He's my best friend.
As much as I like Tim Tebow on the field, he does not belong in the booth because he talks really, really fast and he always has a smile on his face.
That's true. That's true.
And his voice is that kind of high pitch.
You know, and professionally sliding over to baseball here as we only have a couple minutes left. The Mets lost, which upset me because I thought for sure if the Mets win, we're going to see Tebow in the playoffs. They're going to call him up.
Yes,
you know,
yes. That would have been awesome. From instructional league directly to playoff baseball.
Bring him in the ninth.
Okay, so the one thing you don't have on your notes
I'd make him a base runner.
We failed to mention. Yeah, he's fast-ish, you know, I mean, you know, whatever. He'd steal a base, you know, the crowd would be
The crowd would go nuts if they put Tebow in. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, like, and like, what if it was like one of those, like, 17-inning games and there's nobody left? And, like, he's the last guy on the bench.
Throw him in as a pitcher.
The pitcher comes in and it's like, I don't want the pitcher to hit.
Yeah.
So let's just put Tim Tebow in there or whatever. And he cranks a home run and wins it.
It would be like, he should retire at that point. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
No, we could dream.
Well, no,
the Mets
lost.
The Mets are out, yeah. What I was going to say was, We haven't talked about the streak for cash, because we've actually – we started to get some progress on that. A lot of the fans are starting to join up on that.
So download ESPN Streak for Cash. They're our sponsor too. Download ESPN –
we support them.
We don't pay them though.
No.
Download ESPN Streak for Cash on your mobile device and then search in groups for Lauer Road Radio.
L-A-U-E-R.
That'll be enough.
R-O-A-D.
You spelled that wrong.
L-A-U-E-R.
You said R-O-A-D. Wait a minute.
R-A-D.
I thought you were trying to spell radio, but with
an O. No, it's road. Okay. R-O-A-D. R-A-D-I-O. It's L-A-U-E-R. If you're writing this down, write this down. L-A-U. It's the same name as the show, so it should be easy to find, but it's L-A-U-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which spells Lauer.
All of this should be cut out.
People. And then road.
Yeah.
R-O-A-D.
Rodeo.
No, there's no O. Yeah. And then radio spelled R-A-D-I-O.
So search Lauer Road Radio and you can be a part of our group.
Yes,
so,
which is growing, and your wife has taken an unsurprisingly...
She's like dominating.
Yeah, she took had an eight games in a row.
She started this month off with an eight-game winning streak.
Which makes me feel awful because I think at one point I had a five-game losing streak.
Yeah, I think your highest winning streak is what, four?
Yeah.
Maybe you had a four-game winning streak. I had a five- or six-game winning streak,
yeah,
and it got snapped. So right now
– I think my wife's had a five-game winning streak. Your wife's had an eight-game winning streak.
I know.
They should be hosting the show.
Yeah. So right now our group is – we have two people with a one-game winning streak that are in the lead, me and Shoeless Joe. We can only assume that's Shoeless Joe from Akron Sass. We both have a one-game winning streak, and then everybody else has a one- or two- or three-game losing streak. So we're not exactly,
I guess my biggest thing as of right now on a Thursday night at, 10:30 at night,
mm-hmm,
I'm beating John Meadows.
You are beating John Meadows.
And you know what? That feels really, really good.
Because you have a one-game losing streak, and he has a two-game losing streak.
Hey, those are details. It doesn't matter.
But his percentage for the month is 600, and yours is 300. So over the month, he's getting...
Here's the thing. Once you're on a losing streak, you have to just throw some picks out there. So I'm picking,
this morning...
weird, like, tennis matches from, Switzerland.
This morning, I picked, in the third set... Rafael Nadal will break twice or something. I didn't even understand the words, but I just picked one.
95% of people are doing it.
95% of people can't be wrong about anything. So
and they are. I've proven they are wrong.
A lot. So don't go with the percentages. But it's a lot of fun. And John actually texted me this week. He's like, this streak for cash thing is really addicting.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, and as soon as your pick's over, you get to pick another pick.
And they give you a little... dun, yeah, dun, dun, dun.
I know, and every time I hear that, I run for my phone.
It happened. It woke us up last night. Ooh. Because last night was Georgia Southern against Arkansas State, and Arkansas State, I apologize, on the last play of the game, and it was crazy, and we got the wrong pick. So, so really quickly, I did want to – we're basically out of time. It's the playoffs. We should talk a lot about the playoffs next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to be watching
– baseball playoffs.
Baseball, yeah,
the baseball playoffs. I'll tell you what, the one game wild card, I saw the – was it Baltimore and – Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that game. Playoff baseball, especially in a one-game elimination, is the best baseball there is.
It's amazing.
It is.
It is so intense. Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Encarnacion. Edwin Encarnacion belted it.
Another guy the Reds got rid of.
Yes.
Along with Todd Frazier.
This guy's no good.
A bunch of other guys.
Yeah. If we had everybody that we let go,
yeah,
we'd be undefeated.
Amazing. Paul O'Neill, right field.
Johnny Cueto.
Yeah.
So, with so many guys in the playoffs, the Reds do.
We easily have nine guys in the playoffs.
We're the best farm team in all of baseball.
Currently?
Yeah. So, it is exciting. You're absolutely right. The big thing was that Buck Showalter didn't put in his closer, Zach Britton, in the 11th inning when they were tied. And you say, well, you put in a closer when they're, you have the lead so he can close it out. But in the 11th inning, in this kind of situation, you put in your best guy and you say, you know what? I mean, I might need you to do two innings. He's got a 0.54 ERA this season.
I know, but you get in a strange situation where he closes out, three outs. And then do you pitch your closer two innings, three
if
innings,
you have
four
to.
Innings? I know, but you're going to destroy him because he's not meant for that. He's not meant for multiple innings.
Man.
So my thing is, Buck made some awesome moves towards the end of that game. He walked Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
Why you walk him to mm-hmm. pitch to someone else with only one out?
Yeah.
They ended up turning a double play and getting out of the inning.
Yeah.
Incredible move. Who does that?
Buck Showalter.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think he's a great manager. He's won 400 games as a manager or something crazy, mm-hmm. but I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess hindsight's 20/20 because the Mets were in the same situation,
yeah.
and the Mets, Terry Collins, the Mets manager, put in their closer,
right.
who was great all year long. I mean, his name was Familia, which I'm like, that's
I'm familiar with that fun. Player.
So, anyway, he put in his closer, and they ended up losing. So,
yeah.
you know, hindsight's 20/20. So there you go. So we'll know a lot more about where the playoffs are sitting. Hopefully the Indians can beat the Red Sox here because we're rooting for a Indians-Cubs World Series, right? And we want the
I would love for the Indians to beat the Cubs.
You want the Indians to beat the Cubs in the bottom of the ninth inning,
seventh game,
and somehow Bartman to be involved.
Yes.
Yes.
Like he's actually in Cleveland and he helps Cleveland win the game.
Like he snatches the ball, but it's a home. He's sitting in like left field like it's a home run.
Yeah.
So what would have been an out gets called for a home run.
For the Indians.
And somehow Moises Alou is standing under the ball.
Moises Alou's a third base coach going nuts.
How did you let this guy in? Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. So I love baseball. I love playoff baseball. It's just absolutely, there's nothing like it. And if it's an elimination game, like you said, it's just awesome. So last thing, but not least, but I just found this so funny. So Kevin Durant is on the Golden State Warriors. How many wins you got for the Golden State Warriors this year? What do they got, 73 last year? Is that what they did?
Yeah. I'm going to say they have 69.
Okay.
I'm going to go under what they had last year, just because it's a chemistry thing. I think they're going to learn a lesson from how the Spurs play and rest their players and rotate guys through. They're going to lose a couple games.
And you're going to play around with lineups and figure it out. So you already set the record for the best record in a season.
Here's the thing. I would almost go for it until you lose one game. Because what if you go undefeated?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? After you lose one game, say, you know what? We're going to rest our players.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Go for the undefeated thing, and then go for the rest.
So it's crazy to think about Kevin Durant on – I mean, this is like video game stuff.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, here's the greatest offense ever. Why don't we throw in maybe the one of the top five offensive players of all time?
He's 7 foot who can drain threes all day long.
Right, yeah. So here comes Kevin Durant. And here's what Kevin Durant said this week about his experience so far in Golden State. He said, there's a lot I need to learn about the game of basketball. I'm not as smart as I thought I was about the game. It's played a different way here than I was used to playing. So when you hear that, and you're an Oklahoma City fan, nominally, I mean, somewhat anyway, what do you think about that?
I mean, it sounds like a complete knock on Oklahoma City.
It does. Well, he goes on to say, because somebody asked him about it, it's not a knock on Oklahoma City. He said, it's not a knock on my past teammates or that organization. I mean, it's different here. It's fun here. It's fun playing where I was before, but that book is closed.
Yeah.
It's like you just doubled down on it. It's like you started off the sentence by saying, oh, it's not a knock on Oklahoma City. Yeah. You know, that was different, but it's fun here.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a total knock.
Yeah.
Against total. So I haven't looked at the calendar, but the first game that Golden State plays in Oklahoma City, that is going to be nuts.
Yeah. That's going to be a rocking place. That's a loud arena anyway.
Yeah.
That place is going to be insane.
I think I have Russell Westbrook for the MVP this year.
He might average a triple-double.
He might.
Yeah.
He's an insane person.
He really is.
And he's so talented. Like, he could do it. He could really
I think so. I mean, he's going to put up massive numbers.
Well, he's just going to put up massive numbers just because Kevin Durant's not there.
Yeah.
So because that offensive weapon is – he's going to take more of the load. But he's a chip-on-the-shoulder kind of guy. There's no doubt about
that. Did you see that block Oladipo had in the preseason?
No, I love Oladipo.
He's pretty good. Great defensive, great offensive player. But he jumped up and blocked this guy, and like he just hung in the air forever.
He's really long.
I hate that.
He is, though.
He's a long – he got great length.
He does.
What does that mean?
It means he has long arms.
I know, but that's like something – like you're getting credit for that. There's a – everybody in the NBA is long length.
John Stockton wasn't.
He's a short white guy.
Well, there you go.
Great length. Apart from John Stockton, everybody's got great length.
Jeremy Lin.
For a guard, he's got great length.
Somebody has said that.
You know, I mean, for being a guard from Asia, he's got great length.
Geez, he's not from Asia.
Whatever, Jeremy Lin.
Oh my gosh. that's pretty much it. I don't think we have. Do you have anything else? Do we have any more sponsors to credit?
God, we you know what we have.
We have so many sponsors.
We've named so many sponsors on tonight's show.
Papermate. That's the kind of pen that I'm using.
Okay.
iPhone. We both have iPhones.
What is this TV brand that we're watching?
It's such an off-brand. It's like they sell it like
what's
only in
say?
Panama.
Ovivo?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you want to go buy an Ovivo TV.
It looks great.
It's a great picture.
Yeah. Get an iPhone.
I have the iPhone 5S.
The blue, the Yeti microphone. If you like the way it
actually,
sounds.
Actually, I wish, I really, that's on my Christmas list.
Yeah.
I want to get one.
It's pretty great. All right. Well, there you go. That's all she wrote.
I drive a Nissan Altima.
Okay.
Did you hit stop?
No.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Okay. Nissan Altima.
I'm not going to stop recording until I do the sign off.
Okay.
So, Nissan.
Yeah, what do you drive?
Toyota Sienna.
The minivan?
Yeah. I love the minivan. If I could have any car right now, it'd be another minivan. There's no doubt about it.
Soccer mom.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not a mom, but...
You do like soccer.
I do like soccer. And I just... In fact, one of the reasons that I was late was because I was picking up my son and his friend from soccer practice in my minivan.
Soccer dad.
Yeah, sure. I also put a 32-foot extension ladder on it. Earlier today, the guy at the rental place, yeah. I'm renting this. It's a 32-foot extension
ladder.
That's
pretty long.
So, you know, but yeah. it's...
What it collapses so, down to?
16 feet. It's half.
It's just twice the size of the van.
So the guy, like, looks at the when I'm renting, I'm like, yeah, I need the 32-foot extension ladder to rent for the day. And he was like, and he's got, like, a picture of, like, a camera that's got, like, he's like, you put it on that minivan out there? I'm like, it's got a rack. I got straps. I'll make it work. He's like, whatever.
I'm going to need a deposit.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Well, there we go. So that is all she wrote. So there you go. This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.